When Warren Buffett deployed $20 billion into companies like Goldman Sachs during the 2008 financial crisis, he wasn't just being brave. He was demonstrating the temperament that made him the world's greatest investor. While Wall Street's testosterone-fueled trading floors created the crisis through excessive risk-taking and short-term thinking, Buffett sat calmly in Omaha, seeing opportunity where others saw disaster. His secret? He invests like a girl. This isn't an insult, it's his superpower. Studies consistently show women outperform men as investors, with female-managed hedge funds returning 9.06% compared to the industry's 5.82% during 2000-2009. When markets crashed in 2008, female-managed hedge funds lost only 9.61% compared to 19.03% for other funds. The pattern is clear. Traits traditionally associated with female investors, patience, thorough research, and emotional stability, create superior returns. By embracing these qualities, Buffett has built the most impressive investment record in history, proving that sometimes the best man for the job thinks like a woman. The most important quality for an investor is temperament, not intellect, Buffett emphasizes. Success in investing doesn't correlate with IQ once you're above 125. This explains why brilliant investors still make poor decisions under stress. Emotions override intelligence. The evidence is compelling. Barber and Odine's study of 35,000 brokerage accounts found men trade 45% more frequently than women due to overconfidence, reducing their returns by nearly a percentage point annually. During market volatility, Vanguard's analysis of 2.7 million IRA accounts showed women were more likely to stay invested, while men often sold at the bottom. This difference has biological roots. John Coates' 2008 study found testosterone rises with traders' profits, creating a feedback loop of increasingly risky behavior. With women having only 5-10% of men's testosterone levels, greater gender diversity in finance could reduce market volatility. The financial crisis revealed the consequences of unchecked masculine traits without feminine qualities like patience and collaboration. Buffett's investing style mirrors these feminine traits, emphasizing long-term relationships with companies, practicing patience, and maintaining collaborative partnerships with management teams. What gives female investors their edge? Research has identified 8 distinct traits that Buffett has mastered throughout his career. First, women trade significantly less. When Buffett purchased Washington Post shares in 1973, they dropped 20% after purchase and took until 1981 to reach his expected value, yet he held firm, making it one of his most successful holdings. His favorite holding period? Forever. Second, women better recognize their knowledge limits. Buffett religiously stays within his circle of competence, avoiding technology investments where he can't reliably predict competitive landscapes. Third, women focus on capital preservation through Buffett's margin of safety concept, buying companies substantially below intrinsic value to buffer against errors or downturns. Fourth, women maintain realistic return expectations. Though optimistic about America's future, Buffett recognizes that pessimistic times create opportunities, writing during the 2008 crisis, "When investing, pessimism is your friend, euphoria the enemy." Fifth, women research thoroughly. Buffett reads about 700 annual reports yearly plus 5 newspapers daily and once studied 10,000-page Moody's manuals twice. Sixth, women resist peer pressure. Buffett has ignored market trends and criticism, maintaining unpopular positions like avoiding dividends and stock splits, living by his inner scorecard. Seventh, women learn effectively from mistakes. Buffett openly acknowledges his errors with self-deprecating humor in his shareholder letters. Eighth, women have less testosterone, reducing extreme risk-taking. Buffett's measured approach has protected Berkshire shareholders through numerous market cycles. 3 additional principles complement Buffett's feminine traits, highlighting business's human dimension. First, Buffett prioritizes relationships over marginal profits. His exceptional character judgment has fueled successful partnerships. When acquiring companies like See's Candies or Nebraska Furniture Mart, he maintains the status quo and trusts existing management. He works only with people he likes and admires, comparing working with difficult people to marrying for money. Absolute madness if you are already rich. Second, Buffett learned from, yet questioned, his investment masters. While he studied under Ben Graham and embraced value investing, he evolved beyond his mentor's purely quantitative approach. Charlie Munger helped him recognize that extreme cheapness wasn't enough. Management quality and competitive advantages were crucial. Third, Buffett operates with exceptional fairness and ethics. He treats all shareholders equally, regardless of stake size, providing information simultaneously through detailed letters and meetings. During Salomon Brothers' Treasury bond scandal, his congressional testimony revealed his ethical foundation. Lose money for the firm, and I will be understanding. Lose a shred of reputation for the firm, and I will be ruthless. When buying shares, remember you're investing in an actual business, not just trading stock symbols. Approach each purchase as if you were buying the entire company. Stick to your circle of competence by investing in businesses you understand. You should be able to explain how the company makes money in a 2-minute conversation. Beginners often do best with companies whose products they use daily. Commit to long-term buy-to-hold investing. Frequent trading increases costs, taxes, and emotional decision-making. Women often achieve better returns because they trade less reactively and more patiently. Leverage compound interest. A $1,200 investment at 9% grows to $37,691 after 40 years, while adding $1,200 annually yields $441,950. The magic happens when investments have time to grow exponentially. Before investing, eliminate high-interest debt and build an emergency fund. Only invest money you won't need for at least 5 years. Unlike Buffett's concentrated approach, most investors should diversify with 15 to 20 companies or use index funds. Consider selling only when a company undergoes fundamental changes that undermine your investment thesis or becomes significantly overvalued. Men and women can learn valuable investing lessons from each other. Women should take action and start investing, even with just one share of a familiar company. Men need to trade less frequently, reduce risk-taking, and temper their overconfidence. Successful female investors demonstrate diverse approaches. Lisa Rapuano evaluates management on their communication abilities. Lauren Templeton practices value investing as a lifestyle with wish lists at 30 to 50% below market prices. And Candace and Amelia Weir assess executives through direct conversations, seeking articulate leaders who thoroughly understand their business. In investing, our response to uncertainty often matters more than intellectual ability. Buffett's genius lies in his remarkable temperament, the ability to remain rational when others succumb to fear or greed, as demonstrated when he invested billions during the 2008 crisis while others panic sold. The greatest lesson from Buffett's career isn't about specific stock picks, but developing the temperament to think independently, act deliberately, and maintain perspective through market cycles. Studies show the average investor underperforms the market by 1.5 to 2% annually due to emotional decision-making. How you respond to market fluctuations matters more than your ability to predict them. As Buffett says, the stock market is a device for transferring money from the impatient to the patient. By investing like a girl, you join the ranks of the patient, and history suggests you'll be richly rewarded.